This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, no, really, seriously, do be. Well, if you're from the 70s, that could either be the key word for romper room. Or pass around the joint, you know, either one. Always funny how they came up with that for both. Anyway, I am Joe, senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. How many of you going to CPAC next week? All right? I mean, I tell you to raise your hands, but there's probably too many of you, and I can't count them all. But if you're there, that's in D.C., that's a Conservative Action Committee's yearly outing. I call it a convention, but it's an outing. There are young people running around all over the place. And, you know, this year here, they're talking about Vice President Pence being there. I don't know how true that is. I will tell you that some of us have to get there a day early because the Secret Service is going to do a sweep of our equipment and what we've got going on. So I'm hoping to run into them. And God only knows who we'll run into there. You know? And I hear that part of their team is going to be there, too, as well. Maybe Kellyanne Conway. I don't know. But they'll be looking at Beck and others. They won't be looking at me. We'll try to get them. We'll see what happens. I had KT, what was her name? KT McFarlane was on a couple of years back. Yeah, very gracious lady. Very nice lady. She could see that I wasn't well educated, so she talked slow so I could understand what she was saying. All right, so the one that I love, I love these 60 hippies, 70s hippies. They really believe that we just need to legalize dope because that's no different than beer, right? Nobody's ever this. No, I always love the stuff that they give you as a reason why it's okay. And I look at them and go, you don't know that because they don't track those numbers that way. Right? I mean, seriously, they don't, some of them don't track the numbers. Oh, of course you're going to do this to me now. But they don't track the numbers the same way they track the numbers for the, for booze, you know, for alcohol. So let me see, where, okay. You know, I love it when this does. Oh, here we go. Don't you love computers? I hate computers. You see what it's doing? I think we should go back to tablets. And I'm not talking about the iPad. I'm talking about the granite ones. Anyway, you got to check out the Louder Than Crowder site one of these days when you feel like it. And they do that. They have the numbers up there. God bless America. I'll just do my dance. Head up to my website. We'll get to it eventually. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up there. There's all kinds of stories up there that I'm sure you'll enjoy that you can read and get involved with. Let the writers know. You know, we have, I think we have 9 different writers. Actually, probably not that many now. About 9 different writers, yeah. So we have about 9 different writers up there. And they let them know what you think of their stuff. No, seriously. I don't know whether you like something or don't like something unless you comment on it. This time's where I write a piece, and I'll say to Timmy, that's the worst piece of garbage I've ever written. And 5,000 of you will like it. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I must be out of touch. I mean, I realize I wrote the piece, so it must be okay. But I must be really out of touch if I think a piece is terrible and you guys think it's wonderful. So head up to the website again. You can buy my book up there, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And you can also, hey, coffee mugs are good. See, if you're watching on TV, right, coffee mug. I'm telling you, my coffee mug, for some odd reason, I think the coffee tastes better in it. I'd love to know what you have to say later. Yeah, there you go. Let's see if I can get this out in the minute and a half I have. What?
It's tea.
It's tea. Well, this is tea. Don't tell him that. I don't think I'm a tea drinker. So the traffic fatalities involving marijuana skyrockets in states that legalize weed. Now, is anybody surprised? I've been saying this for so long. Right? When they first legalized it in Colorado, their homeless numbers skyrocketed. Okay? The vagrancy numbers went through the roof. They had their welfare numbers went through the roof. The calls to CDC went up 70%. People thought they were dying because they went and bought, you know, marijuana-laced, you know, brownies and never had it before. So they eat a half a dozen of them and they giggling and laughing and then going on their mind, oh, my God, I can't breathe. I'm not breathing. Well, sorry, you can't talk to me unless you're breathing. Okay, so get your mind together there. Anyway, so again, they try to tell you that it doesn't impair your driving, it doesn't impair this, it doesn't bullpuckies. For those of us who did, yes, I smoked weed in the '70s, and guess what? Unlike Bill Clinton, I did inhale. Although he lied to you. But that's beside the point. What? You didn't know that, did you?
I did, and that explains a lot.
Doesn't it? Really, seriously. So again, when you hear people say stuff like that, either they don't remember or they're still smoking and trying to justify their poor habits, or they never smoked it at all. Now, according to Washington State, the Marijuana Impact Report, the incidence of marijuana-impaired driving increased dramatically. They were up 122% in 1 year. We'll talk about this more, because I know this will send Corey to the room, and I'll have fun with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much. I really do. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just engaging. That's all I want you to do. I want you to engage in the conversation. So let me bring on my next guest. I always enjoy it. You guys all enjoy him when I have him on with me. I've got our Mad Black Man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins me as he does every week to give us a different spin, a different viewpoint on reality. And he's usually right, but I just thought, you know, anyway. So, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to see you.
So, hey, listen, I'm reading this article, and this shows you the loons in government. I mean, just when I see these things or I read these things, I just sit there and say, and these people want more money from us. They want more responsibility. They want us to trust them with our kids, you know, and teaching our kids, educating our children and all of that. And I say, you know, why? Why would I do that? You can't even get the simple stuff right. So apparently There's a surprise in the state of Washington and other states that have legalized marijuana. Now, Washington, in a recent report that they put out, the incidence of marijuana-impaired driving are increasing dramatically. Fatal driving accidents have risen 122% between 2010 and 2014. That's according to the Washington State Traffic Safety Commission and the AAA. And here's the deal. It's only among marijuana use. Drivers that are using, but marijuana, you know, you always heard that, hey, marijuana never killed anybody. Marijuana doesn't cause the same kind of things that booze causes. Here's the difference. When you drink a lot, then not that you should be drinking and driving, but when you drink way too much, you pull over. And not because you know it, it's because you're about ready to pass out. You pull over and you pass out for 8 hours. When you smoke too much, you're relaxed. You think everything's cool. You're doing a great job, not a problem, you know. And some people, they're driving 2 miles an hour on a freeway. So anyhow, but are you surprised by this?
No, I'm not surprised by it. I mean, that's what the liberals come up with, crazy stuff like this all the time. I can bet you the insurance adjusters are having a good time with that.
I know, huh?
Because right. Everyone's probably dropping backwards.
No, I look at this and I say, how can a state, I mean, I know they want money. They want their tax dollars. But how a state looks at this and says, oh yeah, this won't have any effect on us. I'm waiting for the Mothers Against Drunk Drivers to start their Mothers Against High Drivers or something. Because this isn't going to go away and it's not going to get any better. You and I both know. I told people, first of all, it's not the dope of the 70s. I smoked dope in the 70s, right? And I, unlike Clinton, I did inhale. And I remember what it did to me. And I remember what it did to the guys around me. We do not want these entitled 16, 17, 18-year-olds driving while under the influence of marijuana.
Right.
So.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, when you come up, they come up with wacky stuff like this, and then, you know, you wonder. They wonder why, you know, we always, you know, the conservative groups or whatever, or Republicans always say that they come up with these wacky things about, you know, like with stuff like that, and that's ludicrous. That's crazy. I mean, that's what they want. They want you to be going around smoking pot, well, smoking marijuana and stuff like that, and then getting in the car and drive. Right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But then they don't want you to get in the car and drive. Alcohol intoxicated.
Right.
So,
well, and what they say here is they can find, you know, they can determine how much alcohol is in your bloodstream, but they have yet to figure out how to find a way to give, you know, to measure the level of weed you smoked or where you're at mm-hmm. with the weed. So it's you know, to me, I'm sitting here going, well, you don't know the effect. All you know is that you're supposed to be pulling in about $600 million a year in tax dollars. There's no reason. It's absolutely no reason to allow this to happen just because of tax dollars.
Well, like I said again, you know, that's what you had when you had, you know, they sit and make up wacky laws and they do wacky things. That's probably because they're probably trying to get money for the pot they're trying, for the marijuana they're trying to sell.
Yep. Well, okay, so I've been on a rampage and some people have been making fun of me. I am livid about what took place in Chicago again this weekend. Two young girls, two little girls, were shot in the head by, you know, gang-related violence. They were in the back of mommy and daddy's van or uncle's van or whatever, and they were, you know, going places, and because of gang violence, these kids were shot and killed. Still waiting for Jackson and Sharpton to come out from under their rock. Still waiting for Mr. Obama to get a, you know, maybe he should stop the kite flying or what have you, and get over there and help. You know, maybe instead of having a million-man march that ends up being 300,000 in D.C., they should bring those 300,000 to the streets of Chicago on the weekends and drive those gangs out. Just a joke. These guys are just a joke, right?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, he wants to spitball Trump from the sidelines, but yet he won't take his cronies and his partners and go to Chicago and fix that situation. But you already know how this is going to go. It's going to go like this. They're going to, you know, he's going to sit back and spitball all the time instead of, you know, why don't you go fix the problem? I mean, because I'm quite sure, you know, if he can go and wave his wand and do this and that, okay, so why not go to Chicago and fix that?
Well, did you hear Emmanuel said he would take the help from President Trump? What's interesting is why didn't President Obama ever say, hey, you know what? If the federal government could do something, if we need to send troops in there or the National Guard or even just our federal marshals and agents to go in there and clean that place up, we're willing to do it. We're just waiting for Rahm Emanuel to tell us that he needs the help. But you never heard that. 8 years. You never heard that president reach out to his own community, have you?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the whole thing in a nutshell. You know, you got a bunch of people that basically wants to take and spitball because of the situation that he won. And he won fair and square. But the thing of it is that they sit on the side and they had the audacity to go after his presidency. But if this was the conservative groups and we went after Barack like that, it would have been something different. No, like I said before, we need to stop playing this double standard or whatever like that, and, you know, really just need to start acting like a bunch of kids and start acting like adults, and then, you know, we can get somewhere. But, you know, I mean, that's the case. They really need the National Guard to go on there. They need a couple Marine battalions to go in there and straighten that stuff up, or military police battalions, because, really, it's a combat zone. It's Beirut. So, you know. But the thing of it is that, you know, like Stephanie Rollins fake the same thing. You know, the governor wanted to send in, you know, military police command from down in Fort Meade, Maryland, and she told them to stand down because, you know, the rioters were just acting out and it's just property. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, we have to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Our buddy Corey Duncan joins us. Don't go far. We'll be back with him in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Please answer the question.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. All kinds of crazy stuff going on. One of these nights I'm going to do a Facebook show that's just Facebook. I'm going to go through and all the stuff that you guys have sent me and all the yo-hos that try to fight me on Facebook. We're just going to read this stuff. Because you're going to realize why we're in the trouble we're in. Think about something. They're online. They're arguing with me about facts when they can Google the facts themselves. And they still don't do it. I wouldn't want them working for me. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacini, your host, just in The Real Side on GCN Live. One of our favorites, Corey Duncan, joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, thank you so much for being with me tonight.
Oh, it's a pleasure to come on and give my commentary on a wide range of topics.
Well, hey, listen, before we get rolling, I want to find out, is Elijah Cummings been anywhere near Baltimore?
No one's seen him. No one's seen him because, he's a part of the ambulance chasing squad, so nobody's seen him.
Yeah. There's no election this week, or this year, so he's good, you know.
It's not a white person around for him to bash. So.
Yeah, no, I see him. I'm watching this stuff coming out of Washington D.C. and I always see him. He's standing behind Pelosi. He's standing behind all these people, and I just laugh. Going, he's just a hound for the media. But so I did a story earlier tonight. Valentine's Day is you ready for this one? $20 billion event. It's a $20 billion day with the money we spend on flowers and jewelry and dinner and all that other fun stuff. It's just amazing. So what's Valentine's Day like in the Duncan household? Just curious.
That's a typical day. My favorite is a man-made holiday to begin with. And every day, if you love people, you should be for them and care for them anyway. So, just a normal day. Or whatever, like that, went out to dinner and, there's a lot of people go overboard, but once you've been on the earth a long time and you understand what love is really about, it's not about, this or that or whatever, it's about how you take care of a person 365. That's what it's really about.
I agree with you. Did you get any flowers? That's what I want to know.
No. Actually, I get to go to the cemetery and get some and dig them up and get, no, I'm mad at you.
That's cool. No, but really, I call it ladies' night because really, seriously, we don't want flowers. We don't want, there's some candy I might want, but not a lot of them I don't want, It's interesting. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow, I had to ask you. I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
So I just wanted to see if you got any, you know, really good gifts for Valentine's Day. I know that your kids aren't around. They're you have daughters, right?
My daughter, if I was to send her some flowers, she'd probably laugh at you, make fun of you at the same time.
You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, she would accept them, but I mean, at 15, I don't think so.
Yeah, no. Hey, look, I don't blame you. So, you know, let's hone in, let's dial in on, you know, General Flynn having to resign. And I get a big kick out of this because,
I, again,
first of all, when they were tapping his phone, they were tapping him as a private citizen. Now, I'm not sticking up for the guy. I don't know what he did or didn't do. If he broke the law, he should be in trouble for breaking the law. But can you imagine anybody tapping Obama's infra? Can you imagine if Obama, when he first got out of office, if the leftover Bush people were leaking all his information, leaking his conversations, leaking who he was being with? Can you imagine the outcry in this country?
Yes. Well, see, the thing is, that's why the way it is. It's a double standard. And like I say, you know, he's gone and everything, and we should get, you know, move away from this. It's okay for the Dems to do what they want to do, and the conservative, the Republicans is not. And you know, just think if he did that. If he did that, it would have been nothing said about or anything. So.
No, but the funny thing,
it's just an interesting demographics with the two.
Yeah. Well, and it's not even just that. It's the total double standards between Democrats and Republicans, how they're allowed to do any darn thing they want to do. And there's no kickback on it. Now, it's really funny how the Democrats are screaming, we need to have an investigation, have an investigation, have an investigation. The man resigned. He already knows what he did. They've already accused him of doing something. You know, again, what about Mrs. Clinton? Where was their outrage when security secrets were stolen off an email server she had in the bathroom? There was no outrage.
Exactly.
They don't care.
And see, that's what the whole thing of it is just the fact that, how is it that you're not outraged or you're not in an uproar about one thing, but in another thing you aren't? So, you know, I mean, it was okay. Like I said before, it's okay for the Dems to take and create and do all kinds of backdoor things, you know, as far as robbing and everything else. And, you know, especially with the server, she should be locked up and thrown in jail to begin with. So, you know, but if this was a Republican, it would be a whole different level of story.
So, speaking of craziness. Come on, tell me, between you and me, did you watch the Grammys?
No, I didn't feel like breaking the flat screen television, that's why.
Oh, who's the guy I made fun of the other night? He was the rapper, the one that came out, Busta Rhymes. And I don't know if you know this guy. I don't know him from Adam. I know he does the rap kind of stuff. And I'm going, so here he is. He's talking about all the violence that Trump is stirring up in the country. And I'm thinking, what a piece of garbage hypocrite you are. Your music, you talk about beating people up. You talk about the nasties. This whole, this whole rap culture is about being thugs. And I'm sorry, and the president's the one doing all this? No, I'm not buying any of it. Matter of fact, I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the rap has done such a disjustice for the black community into keeping them into the turmoil and the violence and the thuggery, keeping them in that mindset. They're not healthy for the black community, right?
Absolutely not. You know, how is it that you can get on there, this, and that, and call people the N-word and this and that, and it's acceptable, but yet if somebody else did it or whatever like that, you know, and then you're degrading women or whatever. But see, you can get away with stuff like that when you had Beyonce, you know, having like a hairdress looking like a $4 hooker and stuff like that. But yet if somebody come out there and they patriotic and wear a patriotic dress or something like that or whatever, then it's like, okay, well, you're not allowed to do that. So, you know, I don't understand how, you know, again, the demographics of do as I say but don't do as I do. You know, a lot of people are like that. And, you know, especially with, you know, when you get all these political hacks and people, Hollywood political hacks on the side, and, you know, they spitball and say this or say that, instead of just coming on, you know, taking an award and get off the stage, you got to make a political statement.
Right.
When actually half of them got the IQ of a Turner.
Send your emails to Corey Duncan.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Well, Corey.
You know, we've talked about this, you and I have talked about this a million times, and it's how the community, and especially the entertainment community, everybody is so browbeating white people that they owe the blacks something. At the Grammy Awards, I don't know these singers, I don't know them from Adam, but there was some weird things that happened. I guess there was, what was that, I forget, Busta Rhymes. Who's that other girl? They made her, she broke her trophy in half. What's her name?
Adele.
So Adele, because people were outraged that Adele won over Beyonce, because there's no way that she could be better than Beyonce, because Beyonce's black. I mean, you look at the Twitter things, that's really what it boiled down to. The only reason Adele won is because she's white. At least that's what the Twitter feed said. So what does she do? She breaks her trophy in half. She gives Beyonce a broken trophy, in essence, okay? It's just nuts. No, I won because I won. I don't care what color you are. I won because I won. Man, it's bad out there.
Right?
Right?
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, if you won, you won. But, you know, that's why I say you have to, a lot of these people are adolescent. And, you know, I mean, basically I think they're sick. Because how, you know, if she won because she was white, what's the problem if she won? She won fair and square. So she's supposed to everything. So here we go with this stuff. The white man had to give up everything because of what happened about slaves. Black people own slaves. So my whole thing of it is, okay, so every time a white person wins something, they got to forfeit over to a black person because what?
We got to go to a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Corey Duncan joins us. Don't go far. You'll miss a lot.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You might not be, but I am. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week. I always have a good time with Corey. We lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. Lori? Yeah, there you go. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure to come on and get my interesting commentary.
Well, hey, Corey, I got one that should fire you up really good. So, you know, when Barack got, when he got elected, he, mm-hmm. you know, he broke the barrier, right? What do they call it, the glass ceiling? I mean, here we have a black man as president now. Yay! Everybody was all excited, right? And then on top of that, right, we have the, you know, a black attorney general. Then we have the first black female attorney general. I mean, it doesn't get much better than this, right? Wrong.
Right.
So now what happens is, according to a recent article, Barack and Michelle Obama are about to get even richer. That's right, because there are new memoirs and the books coming out and what have you. I did not know that with the three books that he wrote, that he made over $10 million. The Obamas made over $10 million with the three books that Barack wrote. It looks like that he's going to make His speaking fees will be $250,000 a speech, which is a few dollars more than Billy Boy Clinton was getting. And the Clintons in, in 2011, the Clintons made $13 million plus for speaking fees. And let me see. And, you know, because, you know, the rich white guys, the guys that take advantage of everybody, George W., he only gets $100K per speech. And then, according to CNN, the Clintons earned, and from 2001 till the day she announced her presidency, the broke, the poor, the destitute Clintons made $153 million in speaking fees.
Wow.
So, but I want to go back to Mr. Oblamo. You know, he's going to get $250,000 a speech. She will also get about $250,000 a speech, Michelle will. And between the two of them, hey, so there's another glass that a young black boy can aspire to be president and then go out and give speeches for $250,000. That's a good thing, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a good thing because, I mean, it's not like they're going to get back to anyone. You know, they're going to be like what most black entertainers do, take the money, run off, and then blame Whitey, but yet you're not doing anything from where you came from, the roots that you came from, but I'm going to blame it all on Whitey about it. You know, it's the same old thing, but the thing of it is that, okay, well, first I have to correct you on something. He's not black, he's Kenyan, and he's just a man of color. So, you know, for all of those out there think that he was the first black president, that's wrong. Because he's Kenyan, his wife has said it, his brother even said it. So, okay, so let's move on from that. But the thing of it is, you know, how is it right for him to do it? But the thing of it is, it's not right for anyone else to do it. So, you know, there we go again with, you know, do as I say, but don't do as I do, you know.
Yep. No, I hear you. I wish more people would see what's going on. You know, they're so insulted by people who have money, the rich people this, the rich people that. Look at Trump. He's surrounding himself with rich people. But the Clintons made $153 million. The president or the ex-president Obama, he made $10 million on three books. These numbers are outrageous. And look at, as a capitalist, I have no problems with him making this money. I really don't. I mean, if people are stupid enough to come see your speech and pay you for it, fine, so be it. But it's the other side. It's the left that's always screaming about those rich white Republicans. Those, I'm sorry, this is obscene money, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I'm not going to pay $250 to listen to anyone. I mean, I'm not going to pay $250 to listen to Barack. So, I mean, how am I even going to pay six cents to listen to him? But I mean, my thing with this is that you know, that's why during the election, she was talking about Trump know all these CEOs and everything. Well, you and your husband speak at Goldman Sachs, but what I would on a regular basis. So I mean, come on. I mean, you're gonna talk about this man, I mean, but it's no comparison between the two. I mean, he speaks, but we already know his background, and you know, but you guys are. Flat out politicians, and you've been doing this for years, and you didn't pay for absolutely doing nothing. I mean, well, speaking, and you speak for 10 minutes, and you make what, $70,000? I mean, wow. I mean, what you're going to talk about that, you know, like they're destitute or whatever, like this, that's the biggest joke ever.
Well, here's another good. See, I love doing these because they keep talking about how corrupt Republicans are. Yet these stories about Democrats going to court, going to jail, and all this other stuff, every day, you can find a couple every single day. Here's a woman that was indicted. She's a former Democratic congresswoman. Once flew around with Obama. She hobnobbed with Pelosi. She now faces, you ready for this one, 357 years and $4.8 million in fines. That's right. This is former Florida congresswoman Corrine Brown. She found herself in federal court facing charges of diverting hundreds of thousands of dollars in donations to a nonprofit organization for her own personal use. This is Obama's buddy. This is Pelosi. You know, if you're hanging around all these people are going to jail, and they're screwing constituents for hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions, you're telling me the people around her didn't know this was going on, really?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. too bent about trying to, as I say again, trying to blame Whitey and again or whatever. You know, I'm just sick of this trying to blame the race, trying to blame race. And, you know, I had this conversation with somebody the other day, you know, it's not about the race, it's about the person or whatever. And, you know, the Daniel always has this thing where you know, we can make our money, you know, Elijah Cummings and a lot of these other black politicians. And then, you know, it's not, they're not exactly living on a plantation in the way they, you know, they have a lot of investments. And then a lot of it is just like laundered money or whatever. But, you know, it's almost like, you know, the old cliche is people that live in glass houses can't throw stones. So you're doing, you know, if you're a politician and you're doing the same thing. I mean, the majority of them, like I always explain to people, politicians, the majority of them are lawyers or whatever like that. This man is a businessman. He's about business, and that's how he does his business. And that's why the country's going to thrive, because we have somebody that's not a politician that go around. That's an actual businessman. But a politician, you can't. I mean, most of them are attorneys. Most of them were ambulance chasers before they were, you know, before they were politicians. So, I mean, and we all know, if you know anything about attorneys, that you have to be a crook and a liar to be a good attorney. So
listen, this gets better. She won election back in 1992, so you may have to use your fingers and toes for this one. So she won election back in 1992. The Federal Election Commission accused Brown of violating numerous campaign finance laws right after her election. Most notably, she accepted donations from foreign citizens, which is illegal. She failed to report the use of a corporate plane, and that is just a tip of many, many other things. So think about something. From the day she got into office, or before, really, she's been playing these games since before 1992. She hasn't been investigated. When the Democrats were in control, they didn't investigate her. You know what I'm saying? So it's
right.
Like, it's again, it's that double standard. Totally acceptable. Now, she's a female black Democrat, which means she is untouchable, is she not? Anything you say about her, you're screwed, right?
Right, exactly. And that's how they are. They had their New World Order people, you know, basically, I can do, you can't do, or whatever like that. But that's always been like that. And now, you know, it's sad because it's about a situation where a president that was coming in, that president comes in and he's a man of color, and it's just like everything is just supposed to change or whatever, and we're on top now, so we're going to stick it to the white man and this or that. I mean, it's not all about black and white. What is it about is the person and whether they are self-sufficient and, you know, they make their own way, you know, and I'm not going to go into my situation because my situation is just a prototype or whatever, or what we always talk about. It's about always, you know, not sitting up blaming color, but to make your own path or whatever. And, you know, hey, look, if you treat people right and do this, it's all going to come together because the Almighty God has that in control.
Yep.
It's not the black and white or whatever. So to sit up and do that, you know, like I always say, you have to take a look at the person, and look at the person has to look at self in the mirror to fix the situation.
Okay, you got something coming up here shortly. Tell people about it.
Yes. Tomorrow morning is the big send off or whatever. 10 a.m. Eastern. Come to counterclockwise with, live with Charismatic Corey at 10 a.m. and you can listen to my I'm gonna give a daily podcast for a half hour or whatever. But I appreciate all of the support. And I'm humbled by my friends, and even my enemies said they're going to come and listen. So it'll be quite interesting. I'm gonna be a little nervous in my first go around. So you know, everyone bear with me, but I'm still getting the kinks out of it. But there, or you can come to Corey Chris Duncan on Twitter.
All right, Corey.
Thank
you so much for being with me. Good luck tomorrow morning. I will be in bed, however, the time that you go on. But I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go. Well, actually, you have to go far. We're done. You'll be here listening to nothing. We're here Monday through Friday. We'll catch you later.